I would now like to introduce Mr. Michael Kuta, Corporate Secretary. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Alyssa. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the third quarter 2009 investor conference call of Amerigo Resources Ltd. on Tuesday, November 3rd, 2009. Before we begin our presentation, let me caution you that our comments and discussions will include forward-looking statements and information within the meaning of applicable securities legislation. Although we believe that the anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by the forward-looking statements and information are based on reasonable assumptions and expectations, you should not place undue reliance on forward-looking statements and information because they involve unknown and known risks, uncertainties, and other factors which may cause the actual results, performance, or achievements of the company to differ materially from anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements and information. You should review our press release issued yesterday and our other documents filed with the securities authorities in Canada, including our annual information form under the heading Description of the Business Risk Factors. These documents describe the material factors and assumptions that were applied in drawing the conclusions and making the forecasts and projections as reflected in the forward-looking statements and information, and the material factors that could cause our actual results, performance, or achievements to differ materially. We undertake no obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements or information made in this presentation. Now, I would like to introduce you to our chairman, Mr. Stephen Dean.
Thanks, Michael. Welcome, everybody, to our Q3 2009 conference call. We'd like to, as traditionally, we have done it, review the financial results and the operating results for the company for the period. I will give an overview, and then Klaus Zeitler, our president, will give an overview on operations, and then we will open the call to questions. Pleased to report that in this quarter, Q3 2009, we returned the company to a net earnings position of $3.2 million compared to a loss of $10.4 million in the previous corresponding quarter. For management, most importantly, we have managed to generate an operating cash flow of just over $5.3 million in the quarter. Cash costs, operating costs, I should say, were reduced by over $7 million, principally related to lower energy costs during the quarter. On the financial side and on the balance sheet side, we achieved debt repayments of a little under $1.9 million, and in addition to that, we reduced our accounts trade payables by approximately $2.3 million. So it was a period where the balance sheet was much improved. We also managed to improve the balance sheet position by virtue of restructuring a short-term loan into a long-term loan of 2 years, effective from October, the month after the quarter end. And we rolled again a second bank loan, as we have done in the past at its review date. The revenues were obviously driven largely by the higher copper price. During the period, we enjoyed the benefit of a hedge position, which supported our floor at around $2. And we participated in all but most of the rise in the copper price during the period. The costs and the operations and production side, Klaus will comment on shortly. Our cash balance as at the end of the quarter was at $2.9 million. And our investments during the period, principally for capital expenditures, relating to completing the generating equipment and the Kaliwez ramp up of extraction were just over $2 million. Klaus, I'm happy to now invite you to comment on production and on operating costs.
Thank you, Stephen. Yes, welcome, everybody again. Production in Q3 was significantly better again than Q2 and, of course, Q1. And the reason for the increased production, which gave us over 10 million pounds of copper, which was basically the same than our record production in 2008, in the third quarter, was mainly due to the substantially increased production from the old tailings. And we achieved this production despite the fact that the supply of fresh tailings, or better said, that the supply of copper in fresh tailings was significantly lower than the original budget from El Teniente had prognosticated. The other factor which influenced our Q3 negatively and was the weather. We had torrential rains in September, and this kept our production down in that month. So without that, we would have surpassed our previous record production from 2008. The fourth quarter of this year, October, has started very well. Again, a significant increase in production compared to any of the months in the third quarter, and we hope to be able to continue in that direction. And that increase is again mainly due to our production from the old tailings. The supply of copper in the fresh tailings continues to be below expectations, but we are making up for that through better recoveries, better grades from the old tailings. That, of course, also has quite an impact on the cost side, and as you could see from our release of the third quarter results, our costs have been down again, cash costs before royalties to about 150, and with the good production from Kolibris, we expect that trend of lower production costs will continue. The other factor which has influenced production cost also is the significantly higher production of molybdenum, which we had in the third quarter compared to quarter one and two, 2009, an increase of about 50% from approximately 100,000 pounds of molybdenum to 150,000 pounds of molybdenum. And again, we see a significant increase in that production at this point in the fourth quarter. And again, this is mainly due to our higher production levels from the old tailings, where not only the copper grade, but also the molybdenum grade is significantly higher. So we are looking forward to further increases both in production of copper and molybdenum in the fourth quarter of this year. I think that's about all I'd like to mention at this point. If there are questions, we can then further discuss that.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone line. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. You may cancel your question by pressing the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while participants register for questions. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Wayne Atwell of New York. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Could you give us an update on your initiatives to possibly duplicate what you're doing in Chile elsewhere in Chile or maybe in another country where you would process tailings from another operation?
We are at this point concentrating on Chile, and we do continue to have discussions with Codelco with respect to further possibilities in first at El Teniente and also at other operations of Codelco. These are discussions, and they are certainly something which will not come to fruition within a very short period. But longer term, I think there are very good possibilities.
Okay, thank you. And could you give us an update on your investments in Candente and you like the investment, you might buy more, you might sell it. Can you just give us an update on your thinking?
Stephen, you want to comment on this?
Sure. I don't think we will be commenting on whether we intend to buy or increase our position in either of the companies. Both of them have projects with advanced, which are advanced and in pre-feasibility stage, and both companies are progressing mostly on a desktop basis, those pre-feasibilities. I think it's fair to say that the long-term copper price is critical to the successful development of those projects within those two companies. We believe that prices around the current levels are more likely to approximate where the future copper price will stay over the next 5 to 10 years. And if that is correct, then those projects may well yield a positive outcome on a final feasibility. But at this stage, those companies are continuing to develop and progress their pre-feasibility work.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Gerald Heffernan of Toronto. Please go ahead.
My question has just been answered. It was with respect to Candente and Los Andes.
Thank you. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1 at this time. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Kuda.
Thank you very much, everyone. I guess for final comments, I'd like to pass it back to Mr. Dean.
Yeah, thanks, everybody, for listening. Be very happy to take any further questions if there are any. I think the strong production outcome that Dr. Zeitler outlined in his presentation will continue to drive the company's financial results for the Q4 of this year. And I'm also pleased to report our return, as I said earlier in the call, to a positive earnings and cash flow outcome in the Q3 period. I would also comment that in connection with a recent press release that we've made in relation to further hedging, we've extended our program, which will underwrite our minimum hedge price for approximately half of our production for the next 6 months at $2.60. Will result in an outcome that will underwrite the debt repayment schedules of the company for that next 6 month period and ensure that by the middle of next year we will be once again in a strong financial position, having dealt with indebtedness incurred in the financial crisis that most of us had to deal with in this industry, which started about a year ago. I guess it's fair to say, from a management perspective, we've had a bit of a roller coaster ride. We've ridden the roller coaster down, and we're on our way up. And we're looking forward to some more stable, stronger periods of balance sheet and operating performance. Operator, if you'd like, you can check for any more questions. If there are none, then I'd like to thank you all for joining us.
There is a question from Kenneth Hefner of Lakeland. Please go ahead.
Hello. I noticed there were capital expenditures to increase the production of the old palings from 25 to 30,000 tons per day. I just wondered when that could be expected to start up.
It's a gradual process. As you know, we reorganized the extraction of the old tailings in the first quarter of this year, where we changed to a new way of extracting these tailings, and therefore didn't have any production in the first quarter from the old tailings. And then after that, we gradually increased. We are now at over 20,000 tons of throughput from the old tailings. We will increase that to approximately 25,000 in the next 1 to 2 months, and be at the 30,000 level then starting next year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time.
Thank you, operator, in which case I'd like to thank everyone for joining us and look forward to reporting to you our full year results in around February next year. Thank you.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation.